Blog Talk Radio.
I love aquamarine, blue sky and electric dream.
I would do the right thing, you dip, 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 and I don't need no ecstasy. Wobble to the left, then you wobble to the right, then you dip, 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 and I don't need no ecstasy.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kale. I am your host, Kale Marvet. It is an honor to be with you all today. I'd like to thank the bloggers. Also, thank everyone who calls in. Thank everyone from Google+, also Facebook, also Twitter, and all the other social medias. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. That was Tone Rainbow. That is also our theme song for our Sizzling Sounds Showcase night, which airs on Friday night from 11:30 to 12. We're going to get into the music as we continue with the evening cruise. And the song coming up is from Joe. It's entitled All That I Am.
Buy your fancy rings or all the expensive things you used to, baby. No trips around the world, no diamonds or pearl to give to you, baby. But what I've got to give is more precious.
Oh, man.
Good evening, everyone. You are tuned to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 28 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is from Anthony Hamilton, and it's entitled Charlene.
Up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me a thousand times before. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean her. Oh, 'cause I really love this whole music thing. Since I was a child, it's been my dream. I can't support her, treat her, and spoil her. You know, buy her the finer things. But I forgot about loving her. Damn the money, diamonds, and pearls. What about the hard days she had with the baby? All she needed is for me.
No more. you know, I want y'all to just sit back and think for a second, yeah? You know what I mean? Now, there's a lot of haters out there hating on people, relationships, and stuff. Don't nobody want to see you happy. They always trying to take your joy and bring you down.
No.
But you got to be the one to sit by your mate and say, I'm going to be with you no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I did wrong, you did wrong too. You know what I'm saying? But we got to put up with these other shit. The easiest thing to do is just leave. You did. Anyway, check this out. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 15 minutes before the hour, and it's time for our comedy break. And our comedy is coming from Samson.
Crazy. I don't know. The biggest thing, though, for me, like, coming out was the whole religion thing. Like, that was definitely the whole religion thing, and then I hated myself. And, like, it's crazy because, like, a lot of these pastors, especially in the black churches, like, they get up and they just talk about, like, gay people and how gay people are wrong and bad. And half of them are gay themselves, you know what I'm saying? And, like, it was something I had to deal with when I was about 14 or 15 years old. There was this church that I used to go to. And they had this elder who would get up in the pulpit, and he would every Sunday, like, he would kind of, like, I lost the word. I just had it in my head. He would kind of rotate. There we go. He would kind of rotate the things that he would talk about. So one Sunday he would talk about abortion. Next Sunday he would talk about gentrification, you know, in the big white Caucasian political machine. And then he would talk about, you know, like, gay people, faggots and bull daggers destroying the image of the black community. So, like, when I was like 14, I didn't know what the term homosexuality was, but when he said stuff like kissing boys, I'd be like, oh shit, he's talking about me. You know, you know, like, it was like that. So my friends, I had, like, one of my friends, he's a transgender woman now, would go with me, and then I just thought that she was a drag queen, and we would go, and one of my other gay friends and a lesbian, we would go. And so one Sunday, this pastor put all these sermons into one. He was talking about how gay people cause abortion and gentrification and all this type of stuff, and I think it was because we were, like, on the third or fourth row. And so he was just like, you faggots and bull daggers, and somebody need to slap some Avon on you girls, and isn't it? Like, the way he was saying it, like, he might as well should have said bitches. Like, he was really going off. And so, like, I was looking down the aisle at my friends, and they were just sitting there, like, with their legs crossed and smiles on their faces. And I was like, y'all know what kissing boys is, right? And it was like, yeah, it's homosexuality. I was like, and y'all okay with that? He was like, girl, shut up. So the first time that I had to deal with it, like, we left and we got outside to the car, and, like, I'm like, all right, so what did y'all think about what he was saying, like, about gay people? And my drag queen friend, she was just like, child, please, that big bottom, girl. Like, you know, oh, please, child, you want to go to Popeyes? We will not talk about him no more. And then, like, I had to deal with it some years later, like, with my ex-boyfriend, because he was a crazy boyfriend anyway. But then religion came into the picture. So, you know, like, the church told him, you know, like, we shouldn't be together because, you know, or they said, y'all can be together, but y'all can't sleep together, and y'all can't do this, and y'all can't do that. And then I was like, fine, sleep in the bathtub then, fine. And so, you know, he did that. Then it got crazier. You know, they was like, you know, don't kiss him. You know, don't eat none of the food that he's cooking because he's putting demons in the food or something like that. And I was like, demons? I thought I was cooking with seasoned oil and garlic powder. You know, they're doing some crazy stuff. I don't understand, like, why people, especially in churches, like, why they get up and they address that homosexuality, like, we're going around killing people, like, we're the reason why people don't have health care, you know, we're the reason why people are locked up, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, there are other things that you need to be focused on in that kind of institution, you know? So my whole thing is, like, I hate when people do these types of things because they affect people's relationships with God, like, because for a long time I was like, God hates me, you know? And it's just like a lot of people, they say, well, I look at the news and I see these men in sundresses and stuff like that at gay pride parades. And I'm like, after 2 hours of watching, you know, the economy be messed up and, you know, five-year-olds get shot and, you know, people get killed for being who they are, I think that it's quite refreshing to see something as simple as a man in a sundress. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on now. Be reasonable. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand, like, why they do that, you know?
Okay, our next song coming up is from Luther Vandross, and it's entitled Any Day Now.
Any day you'll be gone. Oh yeah. Any day you'll be gone. Oh, any day now. I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you be on your way.
Explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want
to
talk.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't
want to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. Baby, ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it
Peace.
Like this? Baby.
Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear.
to me. I'm not trying now to end it all.
Baby,
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 Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 9 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is I'd Rather Have a Love from Joe.
Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You see these fellas out here, you see they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. Oh, no, no. See, I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought in a cage, in a one-night stand would be enough. I met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
She caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around. I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down. Yeah, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone. Mama told me what a real man should be. She said, son, pick one and treat her like me. But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimping, she'd be ashamed. I found this girl and I see things differently. It's like I got to her feet when she comes around. I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down. See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone.
If I were your woman,
you were my woman,
and you were my man. Oh, but when I'm with him,
Everyone, you're in, tuned into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 24 minutes after the hour, and it's time for our news. Our news is coming from Church threatens the former Green Bay Packers star on an anti-bullying speech that there was sort of been scheduled with the church. It is no secret that the religious leaders boast more double standards than their beliefs. They claim publicly to satisfy their constituents when they act upon situations that contradict the beliefs, especially against homosexuality. We read a very interesting article, our friend on Rod 2. how Milwaukee Church hired former NFL All-Pro baller Leroy Butler of the Green Bay Packers to serve as a keynote speaker for their anti-bullying campaign. While the idea of such an event is very nice, a convict ensued. As soon as Butler sent out a certain message on Twitter, earlier this week, NBA star Jason Collins came out publicly as a gay man, the first to do so as an active NBA player. Support poured in everywhere in the sports world, including from Butler's via Twitter. Unfortunately, Butler's support may cost him his speaking gig at the church. In other words, bullying is not okay towards anyone unless the victim is gay. Even though the growing anti-bullying rallies have emerged because of the LGBT discrimination, former Green Bay Packers All-Star safety Leroy Butler tweeted his congratulations to NBA player Jason Collins for publicly revealing that he is gay. And now a Wisconsin church has canceled Butler's paid speaking appearance. Butler was scheduled to give an anti-bullying presentation and notes the irony to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. On the anti-bullying, there has been, especially during this year, it's been a lot of bullying, especially during in the schools, which caused to the point where there were suicides among our youth. We ask that our parents and our school officials take a close eye to our youth, and also the parents instill into your kids that it's not okay to bully your fellow classmates or because they may have a different spiritual being. Let them know that is not a correct way to act toward one another. Well, thank you all for listening to our news segment, and it's time for us to go back to our music. Next song coming up is coming from Joe. I'm sorry, the next song is coming from Fantasia and is entitled Lose to Win.
Like someone you don't even see. knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
Girl, your legs keep shaking. I swear we breaking. I knew headboard, headboard. And the love we make feels so good. Girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name. You do it so loud. I bet the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling. Bet the neighbors know my name. Maybe stressing while we flexing. Bet the neighbors know my name. My name.
You don't have to go. I will.